Hi there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. Today we're going to do part two of our two-part series on embracing our sexiness. For today's podcast, we're going to look at embracing the sexiness of our spirit. We learned last time we spoke that God created us to be physically attractive, physically desirable to our husbands, right? But in that, He also enabled us to be spiritually attractive, which is a whole nother bag of worms, okay? We're going to start in 1 Peter 3:3-4. It says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is the great worth in God's sight. Okay, let's park here for a moment. It sounds as if God is contradicting Himself. We learned in Song of Songs about the sexy, desirable woman. Then we read Proverbs 5:18-19 that we're supposed to be having this intoxicating love and our husband's supposed to find delight in our breasts and all this stuff. And now here comes 1 Peter 3:3-4. And it directly tells me not to be making all these weird hairstyles, wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes. What is the deal? All right, here's the deal. Believe it or not, many women, married and unmarried, spend a lot of time on the outward appearance of their physical appearance. They get their hair done, nails done, want to wear the best clothes, the best shoes. I even had a young lady that I knew who took milk baths twice a week to make sure her skin was as soft as it could possibly be. But what God is telling us is it is not enough. It is not a desire that your outward appearance is such that your inward appearance doesn't match. That you're physically attractive, but the inner you is so messed up that you actually become ugly, that you actually become unattractive. We see in verse 4 that God tells us to work on our inner selves. He says the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Listen, I have to pray about a gentle and quiet spirit. I'm not a gentle and quiet kind of girl. But if God is calling me to do that, if He is telling me in His Word that that type of beauty is unfading, that that beauty will surpass any changes that come into my life, into my physical appearance, that my inner person will way superpass that, then I've got to ask God to give me that. Lord, give me that gentle and quiet spirit that You speak of in Your Word. Listen, the great thing about God is when we're asking for stuff that He has told us to have, He's going to give it to us. That is not even like we don't have to wonder if we're going to get it or if we can say, well, I hope God hears that prayer. Anytime that we are working to align ourselves with what God is calling us to do, we can go to Him with confidence and say, listen, Lord, You know my heart. You know my personality. I'm not a gentle and quiet kind of girl, but You are asking me, You are telling me that that is what You want for me. So I need You, Lord, to give that to me, because I don't have it in and of myself. And you can start to see those little changes where you would blow up at things. You're kind of, okay, Lord, you know, keep my mouth shut. Where you would comment on things that really didn't need your two cents. You find that you're more reserved now, that God has calmed that part of you. Proverbs 31:30 says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Oh my. Listen, I would like to think that I look like I looked when I was 20-some years old, but let's be real, the girls don't sit up like they used to. I got wrinkles around my eyes. I'm starting to see wrinkles around my mouth, and my derriere doesn't sit up like it used to, and you know, I got a little bit of gut now. Things change. But God is giving us the formula. Remember last week when we learned that our love is supposed to be intoxicating to our husband? Well, now we're seeing part of that intoxication. Part of that intoxication is us learning to change the inside of us, where we find ourselves walking in God's word, walking in God's purpose, walking in God's will, where our husbands look upon us and say, I know I'm married to a godly woman. She is not a church-going woman. She is a godly woman. She is not a religious woman. She is a godly woman. Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. We visited this scripture in part one of our talk. And I brought it again because when God reminds us that we are wonderfully made, He's letting us know, don't look upon yourself with contempt, because I don't make trash. I don't make stuff that isn't perfect. I don't make stuff that is undesirable. You make it that way. When I designed you, I designed you to be wonderfully made. And the author goes on to tell us that wonderful are your works. That means that the work that God put into each and every one of us is wonderful. All of that stuff that we haven't figured out how to use for God's glory, He gave it to us so that we could use it in a way that He has ordained for us to use it. We need to get in alignment with Him. We need that gentle and quiet spirit that goes before the throne and says, Lord, you made me opinionated. What purpose do you want me to use those opinions for? When do you want me to speak? When do you want me to be quiet? When should I speak up? When should I say no? You created me this way, and your word tells me your works are wonderful. So teach me to be the woman that you are calling me to be in you. Help me to be the wife that you are calling me to be in you. Proverbs 11:22. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful face on an empty head. Ooh-wee. Y'all, this is some serious talk right here. Let's take a minute and think about that. It says, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful face on an empty head. Ladies, if God created us to be the helpmate, and we are not seeking God for wisdom and discernment, how on earth are we going to be the helpers that He has called us to be in Him? When we're letting reality TV define who we are as women, when we are allowing our friends to tell us what we should and should not accept instead of going to God's Word, how can we be that helpmate? When we are allowing status to define the type of wife that we are to our husbands, the type of mother that we are to our children, this is not what God is calling us to. We are like the beautiful woman with an empty head. Proverbs 31 speaks of the kind of woman that each of us are to work through the power of the Holy Spirit to be. This is the way we embrace our spiritual sexiness. Is by putting God first in our lives, by going to God first, not after the fact. When we are embracing our spiritual sexiness, we are looking at Proverbs 31:10-31. That is the blueprint of becoming spiritually sexy and physically intoxicating to our husbands. Verse 10, an excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. What is this saying? It's telling us that when we are the women, or at least striving to be the woman that God is calling us to be in Him, we are priceless. There is no amount of money that can replace a good woman, a good wife. Verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. Ladies, this is letting us know that we have physical and spiritual value to our husbands when we are walking in God's ways, when we are seeking to be beautiful in God's eyes. Verse 12 says, she does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Okay, this one is going to be a little difficult, a little bit troublesome, because there are times in any marriage where you're just like, he's getting on my nerves. I don't want to be bothered. This fool is going to make me lose my mind. This is not speaking of those times. This is saying that at the heart of his wife, she says, baby, I'm here. I'm your ride or die. I've got your back. When you're sinking, I'm going to be the one to help pull you up. This verse is talking about a woman who says, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to be the one that while you're got the world on your shoulders and you're trying to hold up the world, baby, I'm going to be there to hold you up. Verse 13, she seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. Okay, we just read verses 13 through 15. Ladies, you know what this is saying? This is not a sister that is sitting around looking at soap operas. This is not a sister who is on the telephone 24/7 gossiping. This is a sister that is handling her business, both in her household and in her finances. She is setting up her household. She is saying, okay, I've got to do what's best for our family. I've got to take care of business. If you find yourself, my sister, one of those women who can't afford to break a nail, or you're not willing to do what God is calling you to do for your family because it's all about you, it's time to make a change. It's time to bring that thing to God and ask God to transform your life, your outlook, your spirit. We want to be that sister that is not getting dust on our feet from standing still. We want to be that sister that is constantly working to make a better life for our families, for our husbands. We want to work with our husbands to achieve not only our dreams, but his as well. Let's go to verse 16. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. What is this saying? She is saying that this sister is planning. She is planning out her days. Doesn't mean she's going to get to achieve every plan that she plans, but at least she's got one. Do you have a plan? Have you set up a plan for your family, for your husband, for your life? Or are you one of those sisters that are sitting, waiting for life to happen to you instead of through you? Let's go to verse 17. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. What are these verses saying, 17 through 20? First, it's letting us know that this is not a sister who walks around looking just any old kind of way. Now, those of you who know me know that I have been guilty of this from time to time. But the great thing is, the Lord has brought sisters in my life who say, no, Shell, you got to get yourself together. You got to fix yourself up, especially if you're going to be going around other people, other folks, promoting books and things like that, you got to look the part, right? This is why it's important that your network of women are sisters that hold you accountable, that encourage you, but more importantly, that get into the Word. Because I don't need a sister giving me advice based on the world standards. I need a sister who's going to give me advice, who's going to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing and hold me accountable to God's standard. These verses are also letting us know that this is a sister that's taking care of herself, right? It says that she is taking care of her outward appearance. But in doing so, she has not forgotten to take care of her brother, her sister. It says in verse 20, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. I can't do that if I'm consumed with me. I can't do that if everything that I do is all about me. This type of woman is saying, I care about the people around me. I care about strangers that are struggling. People that are in need, I care about them. Ladies, nothing is more spiritually sexy than a woman who cares about the things that God cares about. God cares and loves for people. So you want to be spiritually sexy, you have to care about people. We cannot just be filled with thinking and living and growing for ourselves. It also says that in verse 22, she makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. This is a woman who makes the best of what she's got. It says that she is making clothes, right? It says that she is taking care of not only her appearance, but she's saying, I'm going to be frugal and make my clothes, but just not just any old kind of way. I'm going to use the finest materials to do so. What is that saying to me in the modern age? That's saying that as I make my way through life, I want to look my best for my husband, for my family. But I also don't want to be living above my means. I want to say, I want to be that Proverbs 31 woman. I want to be that woman that, yes, my husband finds physical delight in, but he also finds delight in my spirit. That I'm frugal, that I'm resourceful, that I'm compassionate, that I have a gentle and kind spirit, that I'm always trying to help and take care of my fellow brothers and sisters. That I don't live one way on Sunday and another way at home. That I'm not just a church-going woman, but that I am a Jesus follower. I want to be sexy spiritually. We go to verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Again, ladies, yeah, it's saying her husband's got it going on. He's somebody, 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 right? But this sister is hanging right there with him. They say that this is a sister who carries dignity as a cloak, as her clothing, right? So she's walking around with spiritual dignity that complements her husband. There's an old proverb that says, a man does not know what kind of man he is until he first figures out what kind of woman he wants. When a man seeks out a Proverbs 31 woman, that's a brother who's saying, I'm done with the toys. I'm ready for a grown woman, a woman who is walking in the ways of God. And if he sought her out, then we've got to live up to that. And if when we married him, we were not that Proverbs 31 woman, it's not too late. Because God himself is saying, I will bless you. I will make you intoxicating to him because you are walking with and in me. That's what we want to be. We want to be sexy on the outside, but honey, we want to be intoxicating spiritually on the inside. We look at verse 26 and it says, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. So now in verse 25 and 26, we see this is a woman who plans, right? She's planning for the future. We see that she wears dignity as clothing. So she's not carrying herself just any old way, right? She is carrying herself with respect and dignity. But then we go down to verse 26 and it says, this sister is not a sister who just lets anything come out of her mouth. You know, she's putting aside the foolishness. She's learning to speak in wisdom. The word tells me that all wisdom comes from God. That means I can't speak what I don't know. I must start to speak through the power and leading and guidance, anointing of the Holy Spirit. That means that when I'm speaking to my husband, even if he's not agreeing with me, even if he's not doing what I'm saying, in the back of his mind, he's saying, she's always right. I don't know why I didn't listen to her I can go to her because she's speaking truth. She's speaking wisdom. Can you say that you speak wisdom into your husband's life? Do you edify the marriage or are you a wife who tears down her marriage with her own hands, which is not wise? Do you take the time to get into God's word enough that when you have to have those discussions, you know, those come to Jesus discussions with your husband, that they can come from a place of gentleness and quietness, which is what speaks more loudly to your husband's heart than all the screaming and cussing and fussing that any woman can do. How do I know this? Because the very word of God tells me so. Let's go to verse 27. It says, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Again and again, we see this is a sister who is not standing still. She is not idle. Idle means to just stay still, not doing anything. This is a sister that's constantly working to better herself, better her family, better their lives. When it says that she looks well to her household, that means that, you know, I know none of you wonderful and sanctified sisters out there would be guilty of this, but we do have a few sisters that spend so much time in other folks' business that they're not taking care of the business in their own houses. That's not what they're talking about here. They're talking about a sister who says, you know what? I'm concerned about how my sister's doing. I'm there for her if she needs me. But see, I got to make sure that what's going on in my own house is right. I need to make sure that my husband is happy. I need to make sure that I am doing what God is calling me to do in my house and not be so sidetracked by other folks' houses. Let us drop down to verse 28. It says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Verse 29, many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. What is this telling us? That because of how this woman is living, she is being praised by her husband, praised by her children, and those around her look in amazement at how God has gifted her, how the wisdom that this woman has, how God is using her, how God has maneuvered her. This is a woman that we can physically see the fruit of her spirit. Ladies, when was the last time that people could step back and look at the fruit of our spiritual? Can a sister that just got married yesterday look at you and say, man, she's my inspiration for a godly wife. She's who I want to be as a godly wife, as a godly woman, as a godly mother. Or do they look at you and say, wow, I hope my marriage never gets that way. Here are the realities of marriage. There are seasons that's going to be horrible. There are going to be seasons that are going to be difficult. There are going to be seasons that are going to be hurtful. There are going to be seasons that are going to be filled with joy. There are going to be seasons that are going to be filled with rejoicing. But in all those seasons, people should see through me, Jesus. They should see through me my physical beauty, but as well as my inner beauty. The Proverbs 31 woman, let's make no mistake, this is telling us that she is physically keeping herself together. But there are other qualities here that they are saying that this woman has. It is saying that she is a person that is working in her household to make a good life for her husband and her children. This is a woman who is making sure that she is wise in her decision making, in her words that she provides to those around her. This is a woman who is frugal. That means that she is wise with the things that she does in the resources that God gives her. Whether it's physical resources, whether it's spiritual resources, she is being wise at how she handles that. Wise at how she handles her money as well. It is letting us know that this is a woman who walks with her husband. This is a woman who says, baby, I'm going to help you achieve your dream while I'm achieving mine. This is a woman that the people around her sees the character that this woman has. This is a woman who her family, the family that gets to see us at our worst moments, says to themselves, wow, she is amazing. And why is she amazing? She is not amazing. In these scriptures, we do not see in these verses where it's saying that she is amazing by the world's standards. She is amazing through God's standards because she's aligning herself with what God is calling her to be in Him. Let's go to verse 30 and 31. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Why is this woman getting all of this praise? Because she has a proper perspective of who she is in Christ Jesus. It is important to her to live a life that God has called her to, as wife, as mother, as woman. So in doing so, the Lord Himself has said, because you have feared me, because you are seeking me, because you are allowing me to be your Messiah, the Lord of your life, I will make those around you praise you for who you are in me. Verse 31 says, give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. Oh my goodness, ladies, what is this telling us? As we are spiritually sexy, God says, baby, because you have opted to be spiritually sexy, I am going to bless the work of your hands. I will help you to stand before kings, to go before those who are, by the world standards, better than you, and yet you will stand before them with confidence because of who you are in me. I will allow your work to be at such a degree, whether it's the work in your household, the work at a job, the work in your ministry, I will let it be at such a level that those who see it praise you for it. Those that experience say, wow, this is an amazing woman. Why? Because she is walking in me. She is desiring to be the woman that I am calling her to be. She has not aligned herself with the world's standard of what a wife is supposed to be, but she has said to herself, let me make myself physically beautiful as God has called me to, but equally beautiful spiritually as God has required me to be. As we close this week's podcast, ladies, I would ask you this. How closely does your life resemble the Proverbs 31 woman? Do you ever consider that you can be that woman? Or do you buy into the lie of the enemy that the Proverbs 31 woman is unachievable, unattainable? When God Himself says, there is nothing that is impossible through me. Until next time, ladies, may God bless your relationships and grow your spirit. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you again for listening.